This is Ozarks at Large. The Applied Sustainability Center of the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas is continuing work with its Sustainable Energy Scorecards and Education for Municipalities program. It was recently announced that Bryant, Eureka Springs, Hot Springs, Monticello, Mountain Home, Rogers, and Russellville have been selected to participate in the second year of the program. Late last week, Michelle Halsell, Managing Director of the Applied Sustainability Center, stopped by Studio 123 to talk about the program.
This program is aimed at cities, and the goal of the program is to help local leaders better understand energy use in their community and the impact that that has on the local economy. The program has four main elements. The first element is the energy scorecard. So we work with the local utilities and we get energy data. We know every single kilowatt hour sold in these cities and every cubic foot of natural gas sold. We'll usually get a five-year baseline. And we'll break that down by the commercial and industrial sector, the residential sector, and the public sector. So things like your city hall, your police station, your public schools. And then we use this information to help city leaders see how energy intensive their city is and what the opportunity is for energy efficiency. So how much money could be saved, how much energy could be saved, how many jobs might be created in the energy efficiency sector. We bring the mayors. The second component is to bring the mayors and their and other local leaders to Fayetteville for a two-day summer energy academy, where we not only share their scorecards with them, but we also bring in a whole variety of guest speakers to talk about the tools and resources that are available to the cities to reduce energy consumption. So that's a wonderful two-day event. Then we also have monthly webinars with the cities. So we'll invite guest speakers to talk to them about different topics. Last year, we invited Kansas City to talk about solar operating leases and how they're using solar operating leases to put solar panels on 80 buildings in the city of Kansas City. So we'll introduce things like that. And then finally, we make visits to those cities, to the participating cities. We will make a presentation to the Chamber of Commerce or to the public at large. We'll share the city scorecard. We'll share information about what businesses can do, what homeowners can do, what the school district can do, and really try to help build support for what the mayor and the city council might be trying to do around this. You want the public to understand it, and so if the mayor says, we think that we'd like to adopt stronger building codes in our community, for example, you want the public to say, well, yeah, we understand why you would want to do that. You know, you're trying to reduce energy consumption across the entire city. So
after the first year of the program, what have you learned, and how has that affected how you're going to approach the second year of the program?
It takes a longer time to get things done than you might expect, right? The first few months of each year, we have to go out and collect data, right? We have to get the data from the utilities. We have to build the scorecards. We give the scorecards to the cities in June, halfway through the year. They only have another 6 months to figure out what are we going to do with this information. And it takes a while to go back to your city and introduce a new ordinance or, build support for that. And then, of course, once you do that, it takes a while to implement it and to start to see the results in terms of energy savings. I think one thing that we learned last year that was really powerful is that the cities can teach each other a lot. So policy sharing was a big aspect that we didn't anticipate in the first year. But when Fayetteville said, well, we have a no-idling ordinance, the other cities said, oh, can you share that with us? We might like to adopt one of those. Or, one of the other cities had a complete streets ordinance. And the other cities said, hey, we could adopt a complete streets ordinance. So instead of each city reinventing the wheel, they can borrow the wheel from someone else who's already, you know, accomplished that. So policy sharing was a huge bonus that we really didn't anticipate.
And you've just selected seven more cities for mm-hmm. the second year of the program. Can you tell me a little bit about how you select the cities? Is this something that they apply for?
Cities do apply for this program, and we are looking to have some diversity in our cities. So we want cities of all sizes. We want small cities and large cities. We want cities that represent different regions of Arkansas. We don't just want this to be cities in central Arkansas or clustered in northwest Arkansas. So we try to reach out and get cities of different sizes across the state, and we want cities that have different utility types, so investor-owned utilities, co-ops, or municipal utilities. So those are some of the things that we're trying to achieve when we select those cities. But I think the most important factor is the enthusiasm of the local leadership. So if you have a mayor that really gets it and says, yes, we need to use less energy, we need to be better stewards of our energy resources, we need to try to create jobs in this area, you are far ahead of the curve. So we're really looking for enthusiastic local leaders.
The initial funding, where did mm-hmm. that come from, and how long is it good for?
The initial funding came from the Arkansas Community Foundation. It's a two-year grant. So we have enough funding to work with last year's cities and this year's cities through the end of 2014. And, of course, we're seeking funding right now so that we can continue working with cities in 2015.
Okay, so still working on funding. Nothing mm-hmm. set yet. Okay, perfect.
Of course.
But plans to hopefully get funding so you can continue the program because it seems like it's been successful?
I think it's been successful. In terms of raising awareness, in terms of raising energy literacy levels, and helping public officials to understand the impact that energy has on their local economy, I think that's invaluable. So just building a cohort of leaders around the state that, you know, bring energy into their strategic thinking about their city and its future. They think about public safety. Right? They think about sewer systems. They think about trash pickup. They think about street repair. Energy has to be a part of it. They just can't say, okay, well, the utilities take care of that. I go to the light switch, I turn it on. Or if there's a storm, the utility company will go out and fix the power lines. There is a definite role for cities to play in making their cities less energy intensive, and to have adequate power supplies for the future, to meet future needs for the growth of the community. I mean, just so many reasons why mayors and city councils should pay attention to energy.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Michelle Halsell, Managing Director of the Applied Sustainability Center of the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. I spoke with her inside the Carver Center for Public Radio late last week. For more, you can visit asc.uark.edu.